The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. This is hour number three of tonight's program. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. From the state trooper, which we were talking about earlier, who preached to a woman during a pullover, to the controversial billboard that Pornhub was forced to take down, to ancient aliens. You can bring up anything else that's on your mind, too. Our number here on Free Talk Live, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in number, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Or if you want to call us on Skype, there's always the option to do that. Our Skype ID is lrn.fm. Now, in the last segment, we were actually talking about, well, maybe it wasn't the last segment. It was a little
earlier. It's a couple segments ago.
In the last hour of the show, we were talking about restaurants that only accept cash. And are they all just dirty, mafioso, money laundering drug fronts? Or is there a legit reason that a restaurant might only want to accept cash? Brian, do you got more for us?
Yeah, well, just to kind of recap what this is from Gothamist, and so it's from it's about New York City in particular, but I think it has an overarching message, frankly, and we got a lot of calls and people saying that, you know, yeah, they're experiencing the same and they think it's ridiculous to call it that, but Gothamist talked to restaurant owners, business owners in New York City to get their opinion, and I just want to reiterate what that opinion is. And that is, it's not optional. You need to take cards, which is why if the idea is cost savings, you're looking at a business with a terrible approach to its customers. Basically, they don't give a crap about you, just your cash. And this is the worst part. And yes, if a restaurant doesn't take cards, they are stealing money from the state. Okay.
Now, this guy just wants to drive his competition out of business. I think he's jealous. He probably wishes he could just take
cash. He says it's unethical. As it goes on, he says it's unethical.
Unethical.
He says cash only is an unethical business practice.
You know,
this is a guy that owns multiple businesses in New York City, and I will give him credit. It is very tough to run one business alone, but multiple businesses in New York City, that is a feat.
Yeah, I mean, so it may make the accounting a little more difficult if you only take cash, right, versus if you have a digital trail of everything. But it is optional. He said it's not optional. It is completely optional.
Yeah.
And in fact, customers will reward the businesses that make it easiest for them to pay and that serve them in the best way. And so if they're keeping a restaurant or a cafe afloat that only accepts cash, that must be a market signal that, hey, that business is doing something right and that's okay. And they don't have to take credit cards.
Sure. And to go on, this is Gothamist talking now, not that business owner, but a place that doesn't take cards is bad. But a place that doesn't take cards and has an ATM right outside, that's just straight up evil. It's like, thanks for patronizing our establishment. Let me kick you in the crotch on the way out. Worse yet is the popular cash only place with the ATM, like Peter, or they name off some restaurants, that makes you feel like the owner is just rubbing it in your face. It's with the ATM inside, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't particularly like that. I don't like that $3 that I have to pay to get money out of an ATM. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, either your business can demand this, and I mean, it's a hurdle, right? Like, you know, prices are a hurdle. The payment systems are a hurdle. You know, there's all kinds of things that are hurdles to doing business. If you're just going to take cash, it's a hurdle. But if people are willing to come and fill your booths, I don't see any reason why you should take cards and give a cut to the banks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We do have a phone call on the line. Let's talk to Prem listening in Nebraska. Hey, Prem, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. It's nice to hear different topics you choose. I like most of them. Good of you.
Thank you.
Taking cash, there seems to be a kind of a problem with many people. But if you see most of the gas stations, for diesel, they give you kind of a discount. So giving discount, it need not necessarily be a kind of an evil. For example, let's take in a gas station, they say, let's say 10,000 gallons of gas they fill every day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say $3 per a gallon, that comes to how much? $30,000?
Right.
And imagine 3 days accumulation by the credit card company.
Man, oh, yeah, it's big money.
$100,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the gas station business is a great example, because when the gas prices started to really skyrocket in the United States, this is what, 2005, when it started going above $3 or whatever, going above $2, this was commonplace for gas stations to actually give you the discount, essentially take off the fee that goes to the credit cards if you paid in cash. And the reason they did that is because they knew that Americans were ticked. That they were paying so much in...
They've got pretty thin margins, too.
Oh,
so
very thin
margins. 3% difference can make an actual pretty big impact.
Absolutely. So, I mean, who's going to say these gas stations were evil? No, they really cared about the customer. They wanted cash.
Well, they must just be mafioso money laundering drug dealers if they're taking cash. The gas is all just a front. Thank you, Prem, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah,
it's true. By the way, have you ever... I think this has come up on the program before, but... Have you ever tried to pay for a hotel with cash? Like, they pretty much always want a credit card for incidental charges or deposit or whatever.
It's rental cars and hotels can be very difficult to do business in cash.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody has credit cards. There are lots of situations where, you know, perhaps...
I've wanted to get rid of them, but, you know, you almost have to have them to operate. I do some traveling for Free Talk Live. I've got to go to conventions and things like that. And how am I going to have a hotel room? How am I going to get a rental car? Mm-hmm. How am I going to pay for my airplane tickets?
Well, you can get a debit card if you don't have credit or you have bad credit or whatever, but then you have to actually have the money to back it up. It's almost like it becomes like a secured credit card.
Yeah, even that, though, can be a problem because you'll have to, like, I think if you want to rent a car, you have to have at least $500 on that debit card, even if you're only going to spend, like, $100.
Yeah.
And a debit card opens you to dangers. So, I mean, if your credit card gets swiped or whatever,
you're not liable.
You're liable
for
$50.
Yeah.
If your debit card gets swiped and you've got $500 in there, your $500 is gone.
Absolutely.
Your credit card gives you the ability to dispute charges. And your debit card really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a variety of reasons why debit cards are a poor solution for that.
True.
Yeah, you know, one time I remember I checked into a hotel and they basically wanted to pre-authorize like about $700 worth of charges on my credit card for the stay because they wanted like, I don't know, $200 a day, $150 a day, something like that. And I didn't have room on the credit card that I first gave them, and they looked at me like I was some kind of deviant because I didn't have $700 worth of free credit on the credit cards. I'd keep giving them cards until I found one that worked, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a real problem because actually credit cards and, in fact, Apple Pay and some of these other payment solutions that have come out that are based upon your mobile device really are trying to solve the fact that credit cards are not secure. They are a terribly insecure way of transacting money. I mean, they're bad at it. And one of the reasons that, because people are saying, it's like, why would these credit card companies work with Apple Pay, which is Apple's literal integration of a payment system with their iPhones? Why would they work with them? It's like they're going to lose out on fees. There's going to be all this stuff. It doesn't seem to make a big deal because the credit card companies are losing so much money on credit card theft and on, you know, theft that has anything to do with that. Where people just have all your numbers and they're using it online. They get your CV2 number and it's over.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so that's really the key thing here is that it is a terrible way of securing your money as to where cash, I think, is really, I mean, you could secure that a lot easier. You can't put a credit card in your belt.
Yeah, nobody can take your cash unless they physically take it from you. So that's a barrier. Whereas with cyber crime or whatever, you know, credit card number generators, you could just hit on a credit card number that works. Most of the time, the the numbers are based on some kind of code. It's not actually like a 16-digit number. Like
right.
Some of the numbers are always the same, or they're based on your Social Security number. So someone can figure it out relatively easily, and then that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah,
and they know that you're not going to be liable for it, that the credit card company is going to pay, so they don't feel bad about using it to buy stuff for themselves.
Sure, but it's interesting how many people, and this is just so true for so many things, how ease of use is more important than security or anonymity.
Oh, ain't that the truth? 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Have you had a credit card stolen? How did it affect your life? 855-450-FREE.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition. Yes, we are live. In fact, we're in the third hour of tonight's program, but if you missed a moment of the show, never fear. It's all there for you for free online. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get archives of Free Talk Live actually going back all the way to 2006. Plus, as a bonus, there's the first two seasons ever of Free Talk Live there from 2002 and 2003, I think. This is way before I was part of the show, but it is still nonetheless a really cool experience to listen to and just see what Free Talk Live sounded like on its very first episode.
It's horrifying to me to think that these programs that I did, in some cases sitting in Johnson's living room.
Well, it wasn't you. It was Manwich.
It was Manwich.
Just keep telling yourself that. So if you want to hear Manwich, which you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, grab them for free, share them with your friends. It's all available for you, archives.freetalklive.com. And the number to call tonight if you want to talk to us live is 855-450-FREE. That is, of course, the ProXPN-sponsored toll-free call-in line for you. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. We're talking about cash-only restaurants. Are they a shady drug front 100% of the time, or are there legit reasons why someone might want to only accept cash at their business? Isn't it kind of a voluntary transaction anyway? Isn't that the point? Is cash necessarily criminal? Is there a war on cash? Well, we'll find out answers to all those questions and more. Brian, tell us more about this article that you've got from The Gothamist about New York City cash-only businesses.
Yeah, so Gothamist, of course, feels that, yes, cash-only businesses are shady.
Or at least this one writer for Gothamist.
Yeah,
right?
Well, not just the writer, but also a business owner.
Owner who is very biased, and who only accepts credit cards.
Yeah, exactly. So he's probably been paid for by Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah, he's going completely cashless, where everything's tracked.
Yeah. So I'll go on with the story. It seems to me, though, that there has been a general decline in the frequency of places like that, you know, cash only. Maybe the IRS started cracking down. Cash only is a great way to attract their attention. And it turns out the feds are quite knowledgeable about the typical proceeds of pizzerias and other all-cash businesses and more than willing to subject the owner to one of those enhanced audits where they look at all your bank accounts, mortgage payments, the kind of car you drive, etc. After you get out of jail, you'll be lucky to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, and that's the kind of risk that entrepreneurs like to avoid. I mean, this guy's really setting up a scare here on, like, if you're thinking cash only, think again, buddy.
They will find out.
Yeah.
It's the all-seeing eye of Big Brother.
Yeah. So now, or maybe, and unfortunately, you know, I got to say, I don't like this whole regionalism thing, but as a New Yorker, this kind of attitude, this kind of you know, hard edge attitude seems to be kind of common, or at least people expect it in the writing, maybe. Or maybe it's the rise of the millennials as consumers. It seems like they're the ones most likely to be paying on cards, and not accepting them is a great way to discourage a whole demographic from patronizing your establishment.
Hey, some people don't like millennials.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I don't know.
No, you know, I do know why, because every older generation always thinks that the younger generation is screwing up their lives, and they're doing it wrong, and they're all bad. And
how far does this go back? I mean, you imagine
to the beginning of time?
I imagine like the Viking guy,
yeah.
Yak skin jacket, you know, like
teenagers these days
complaining about the kids, you know, railing against them.
Yeah, totally.
Or maybe you just don't want to get robbed by the kind of thieves which cash-only places attract. Seems like when you think about it, there's a lot of reasons to accept cards. Luckily,
wow, this article is so biased.
Oh, yeah.
Is it paid for by J.P. Morgan Chase?
Well, makes you wonder.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, J.P. Morgan Chase, what is this, some odd 80 million accounts hacked?
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, that means all those, and they're saying nobody
names,
has the credit
addresses,
card numbers.
Phone numbers.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Don't worry, nobody, your financial information wasn't compromised.
Sure.
Just your name, address, and phone number and email.
Exactly. No, it's not like what happened with Target or Home Depot, where...
Don't you think someone could put together the pieces? Like, if you've got a Chase credit card and you shop at Target... Well, now they have your name, address, phone number, and your credit card number.
Oh, they're getting a complete picture here.
Yeah.
So going on with the article, luckily the rise of Square and its competitors, and soon Apple Pay, and a whole class of Bitcoin-powered solutions. That's ironic.
They're
he's actually
mentioning
talking
Bitcoin.
But he's mentioning it positively. which I'm shocked at. And
doesn't know enough about it.
Sure, but I'm disturbed, actually, that he's mentioning it positively. But I'll get into more of that later. Has begun to drive down the cost and hassle of accepting credit cards. Soon, a lot of people aren't even going to be carrying wallets. And not accepting credit cards is going to mean turning away a large fraction of the public. So the cash-only establishment is probably going to become a historical phenomenon. But wait not for the passing of these places. My friend Pedro is right. They're depriving the state of tax money that goes to support all of the necessary services of our society, like the police, who they'd have to call when they get robbed, or the firefighters who come when their kitchen catches on fires. F those owners. Some New York traditions are really worth leaving in the past.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, I'm pretty sure that if someone is actually a mafioso like they claim, and if somebody is actually money laundering and drug dealing, and their business is all just a front, they're probably not going to call the cops if they get robbed. They're probably going to take care of it themselves.
Yeah. And shouldn't they have that option? You know, shouldn't these services be voluntary?
I wish I could opt out of the police. Yeah, sometimes I don't want their protection. It's more dangerous. It's bad for your health.
Well, I mean, how long do you have to wait for that protection to get to you? It's like, if I'm paying out money,
the police are just minutes away. That's what they say.
Yeah. So this is really, it's scary because so many people have this attitude. But here's the scarier part for me, and that is that he knows what Bitcoin is.
And
at least a little bit.
It's good because it can be tracked.
Right. And this is a case that I've been making recently on my own show, Sovereign Tech, which you can go to sovryntech.com to hear about that. And I've been talking about it recently, and I actually talked about it in Coins in the Kingdom. We were down there for a great, great time, and I briefly mentioned it there. But, you know, I don't think I want Bitcoin to be accepted by everybody. I don't think I want it to be a part of consumer commerce, because if it means getting into the system with people like this, something. That's not for you.
Well, you know, what's this person, the person that was making this commentary about how everyone who does a cash business must be a bad person? What's their name? Because I want to make sure not to patronize their business.
But that's the thing, is like Bitcoin.
I'm glad they outed themselves, but who else, what other business owners actually think this but aren't saying it publicly?
Sure, but this is the thing. One of the things Bitcoin was supposed to solve was it was supposed to be kind of anonymous. It was supposed to give you control of money again. But what this guy's making a case for and using Bitcoin to help make that case is that, no, you should not have that amount of control of your money. There should be protections involved. There should be, you know, all kinds of things. It should be taxed to help pay for the state. He's making the case to pay for the state and having Bitcoin be a part of that.
That is very concerning. Yeah. And just to get something clear, if you're listening to this show, you may not know what Bitcoin is. It's basically a digital currency. It's a lot more than that, but essentially that's what it is in this case that we're talking about. It's a digital currency and a peer-to-peer payment network that you can send that currency over.
And you now, do a show about it.
Yeah, I'm on a podcast called Let's Talk Bitcoin. It's very popular. Letstalkbitcoin.com if you want to listen to that. But basically, a lot of people at first, when Bitcoin was just first coming out, thought it was anonymous. It's anonymous in the sense that you can send Bitcoins back and forth between addresses that aren't necessarily tied to your real-world name and identity. However, every Bitcoin transaction is recorded on a public ledger that's available to anyone. So if your address, Bitcoin address, is tied with your real-world identity, then you've got a problem because everyone can see what you're doing. 855-453. You got questions about Bitcoin or you want to comment on cash-only businesses? 855-453.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin, MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website where you can find... well, a bunch of stories on the front page. We have a Reddit integration on our website, which means that you can submit your favorite stories as a potential show prep for us or potential, basically, blog content for anybody who comes and visits freetalklive.com. They're going to see the most popular stories up at the top of the page. And it's very easy. All you need is a Reddit account if you want to submit a story. And sometimes we consult that for show prep. So freetalklive.com, you'll find that there right on the front page of our website.
Yeah, if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And coffee is a very absorbent crop, so you want to, you know, that makes that organic certification that much more important to folks. Now, BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee manufacturers seem to care nothing about. They make it possible for Free Talk Live to partner with Kiva.org and give microloans to people around the world. We've already given many microloans out. We've helped lots of people to get a hand up, not a handout. They're going to pay this money back, and then we're going to give out another loan. And we're very excited about this partnership. So please, if you drink coffee,
just try a free pound of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. And if you like it, continue to get your coffee there. They make it easy for you. They ship it right to you. You can decide on the type. You can decide on how frequently it's delivered. And you never have to think about that coffee thing again. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
You know, I think I need to come over to your house and try some of this.
It's good.
Wait, is it decaffeinated?
It is decaffeinated.
Oh, Christ.
Right. You see,
Mark's is decaffeinated, but you could get a free pound of your own, right?
Many, I suppose.
At coffee.freetalklive.com.
Many coffee drinkers, you know, they disparage decaf, but, you know, for those of us who have issues around caffeine, we still like the taste of coffee. It's a godsend.
Half-man. And it's water decaffeinated, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's probably the most natural way to do it. All right. So, Mark, what's this about purple penguins? Well, I have to hear this.
There's a school.
By the way, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. If you want to talk to us, bring up anything that's on your mind, or call about something that you heard earlier on the show, 855-450-FREE-3733.
NationalReview.com, so this isn't biased at all. A Nebraska school district instructed its teachers to start referring to students by gendered expressions referring to students by gendered expressions such as boys and girls, and use gender inclusive ones such as purple penguins instead.
Purple penguins.
Yes.
Okay. Right. I need to hear more about this, but hold that thought. Brian, did you have something you want to say?
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Okay. Hold that thought. We do have a call on the line. Let's bring on Nathan. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone.
And you're calling on Skype. You sound great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first I want to say I've been listening for about 5 minutes, and I think one of you sounds a little more effeminate than the others. Do you have, by any chance, a lady among the
hosts? You know, I'm a little bit gay, I have to say. I'm bisexual.
A little bit?
So it's a 2-for-1.
That's right.
So I thought I'd do a bit of a role reversal here, and instead of me calling about an interesting book, I want to ask Mark about an interesting book that he's recently read.
Recently read, interesting book. Okay, so the most recent book that I've read, well, I'm reading The Prince by Machiavelli.
Really? Il do you want to be feared rather than loved, Mark? Because I think we can handle that if you really want to.
I just love it when you talk like that.
Usually I get paid for this.
You need to know what folks are saying, right? Like, I think this is, it's a fascinating book. I got quite a few things out of it. I liked it a lot. What I've read recently that I liked the most was by Chaim Maccabee. It's called The Myth Maker, and it's a book about Paul. And the suggestion is that
Paul of
Tarsus.
Okay.
Yeah, Saul of Tarsus, Paul of Tarsus. This guy is a Jewish scholar, and he essentially just kind of lays out the case that Paul is full of crap, that the most prolific writer of the New Testament is just a big fat liar. First off, he's like, Tarsus, what Pharisee ruler is going to be from, or Pharisee, leading Pharisee is going to be from Tarsus? Paul claims to have voted for the deaths, as Saul claims to have voted for the deaths of people, that are going to get stoned. Where? The Sanhedrin? How old is Paul? And why would a Pharisee be voting in the Sanhedrin? That's what a Sadducee would do. Paul claims to be the pupil of I can't remember the name of the sort of leading Pharisee that he talks about. He's like, this guy was the liberal that spoke up for Stephen, the martyr. So why in the world would Paul be his student and wanting to stone him? Wait a second. Paul was sent. He was sent abroad to find Christians.
I am so glad we don't have much time left in the show, because this is going to turn into Bible Talk Live really quick if you keep talking, Mark.
I just found it fascinating that, you know, he makes the case that Jesus was a Pharisee. He makes the case that Paul was never a Pharisee, that the people out to get Jesus were the Sadducees, and that since the Gospels were written 100 years later, that people took sort of license with these titles and did whatever they did with them. Hmm. I mean, it's an intellectual read. There's no doubt about it, but I haven't seen a critique online other than, I don't like this book, right? I went looking for the critiques, and this is rock solid stuff. So I recommend it. If you're pained and haunted by your religious past, I recommend this book.
Okay. Okay, Mark, as a fellow person who has spoken to divine beings in the shower, I promise I'll read this book.
Fascinating.
Excellent. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask about?
I found it online in a PDF form.
I wanted to ask about the prince, but I don't think we have much time left.
No, you can ask. You want to talk about the prince, Mark?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to take notes during the prince so I could really sort of talk about it. But I thought the most interesting part was how Machiavelli claims that to take over a republic, an autocrat has to live on site. And I don't think that's going to work anymore. Like, this advice is 400 years old, and maybe you could take over a republic at one point and have an autocrat live on site. But, you know, basically he says that republics are just going to, you know, they're fooled with the myth that they're free, and they're just going to continue to rebel and rebel and rebel. And I think that that's very interesting. The United States would take note.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're certainly not going to be constructing any fortresses in enemy territory, of course. But what I was curious about is that Machiavelli is well known for his kind of realpolitik, his idea that rulers who neglect what is for what or that he yeah neglect what is
yeah what
for
should
what
be,
done.
Be done right
for what should be done pursue their own ruin instead of their preservation.
Sure.
And it seems to me it's a. A lot of libertarians have a similar kind of attitude. I mean, you sort of have to, right? After you've gone far enough in this. But, the way Machiavelli talks, it's almost, I noticed a lot of libertarians have this attitude that the people in the government aren't just incompetent, they're evil. And I wrestle with this question a lot. And
yeah,
so I'm
me
wondering,
too.
Like, what did you get out of Machiavelli as far as that goes?
Because I haven't gotten that far. I don't consider Machiavelli evil. I consider him to be a very practical individual that understood the time frame in which he lived and said, this is how, like, you know, I'm going to be best taken care of if I'm taken care of by a ruler, and I'm going to give the rulers the best thing I can, which is advice. And the advice I have is, this is how you go about ruling. You're going to be successful if you follow these sets of rules. I don't consider him evil. I consider him self-interested.
But what experience did he have at ruling?
He worked with the French French kings, essentially, and he was very much about the Italians being autonomous and whatever. I don't know. I may have that wrong. Well, I'm just reading the book, and I'm still very
so
early
do you
on
think
this.
The people in government are evil or incompetent or maybe a mix?
I generally think that you have to rise to the top, you have to have sociopathic tendencies. But I generally think most people working are not evil.
That's more Nathan last word.
I said, yeah, more or less Machiavelli says, you know, keep your word when it's convenient and otherwise break it.
Wow.
And get in power.
Thanks for the call, Nathan.
I think the book is a joke.
You think it's a joke?
I think it was written as a joke.
Evil, incompetent, or both, or maybe neither. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil finished look without all the maintenance. All with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. One more segment in tonight's program. But you can get your calls in, if you do it quick, at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. Let's go right to the phones and talk with Joseph, listening in South Carolina. Hey, Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Joe. I'm calling from South Carolina. And
welcome.
I'm pretty new to the show. In fact, I actually heard about y'all from a friend of mine. And one of the reasons I was calling is to find out a little bit more about what y'all do. As far as y'all's beliefs, and then give you some of my own opinions when it comes to governmental corruption.
All right. Well, do you have any specific questions, or do you want to just hear the elevator pitch?
Sure. The elevator pitch will work great.
Sure. Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated radio program on more than 160 stations across the country. We take calls from anybody about anything. But we take a stand on the issues that's pro-freedom. We believe that free people working in concert with each other, in competition and cooperation, can always find solutions and innovations that are better than what governments can do. Governments are monopolies. Monopolies traditionally provide bad service, bad customer service, higher prices, and create a dangerous atmosphere for innovation. So we're against it.
All right. Sounds great. So what is y'all's take on common law versus statutory law?
Well, most statutory laws come out of common law.
Real quick, it's important to point out that like there's a lot of hosts on Free Talk Live, so everybody has different opinions.
Yeah, it's a seven night a week show.
I was just trying to give you the elevator pitch. I don't think that I'm too far off for most folks.
Go for it. Yeah.
Mark, you're on the show 6 nights a week.
That's true.
So, go ahead, so Mark. Common law versus statutory law?
I think the common law is, you know, was the basis of the laws that we currently have. I'm a little skeptical with some of the rhetoric that flies around about common law. I'm much more interested in natural law.
Okay, so, for instance, in the Constitution, are y'all familiar with Black's Law Dictionary?
Yes.
I've heard of it. Yep.
Okay, so Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition mainly, is what most lawyers and magistrate go by. In Black's Law Dictionary, corporation, individual, person, et cetera, are all considered the same thing, which is a corporate entity. So if you go outside of common law and you're under admiralty law, maritime law, statutory law, and you're under the jurisdiction, of course, and magistrate, then that's who you are in the Constitution, meaning we are the people of, you know, the United States Constitution, the preamble. I'm one of the people.
Right. This is kind of like a sovereign citizen kind of.
I go over the government. I created the government. The government creates or goes over the citizens. So in the statutory law.
You know, Joe, you might be really interested to talk to Ian. He's on the other 6 nights of the week, so Monday through Saturday. He's actually tried testing some of these theories in court. He's had numerous court cases where he's tried various elements of, testing the all caps theory.
He's declined the services of, the courts and got thrown in jail for 90 days for, whatever that disrespect.
The couch on the front yard?
Disrespecting the judge.
Contempt of court.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you would have to go to an appellate court because appellate court judges or over circuit court judges, they don't understand common law on a circuit level.
You can't take contempt to an appellate court. Contempt is a power of the court.
No, not under statutory law. But we're talking that talking common law.
He ended
law.
Up in jail anyway.
You can't take anything anywhere in jail.
Right. Yeah.
I would love to have you to have a conversation with Ian about this, and I think you should call in
on another any night of the week that's not Sunday, if that's possible for you. And thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate your call tonight. I don't know much about that whole thing. I just try to avoid the cops as much as I can.
I've seen people be successful in videos with that stuff, and I've seen them be unsuccessful. So,
sometimes they're very short on videos. Like, sometimes there just aren't many videos.
Yeah, there aren't many.
Yeah, that people claim that they've used this stuff in court, but they don't have video. So what are you supposed to do? All right, let's talk to Troll. Hey, Troll, you're on Free Talk Live. That is the name that they gave the call screener.
How's life under the bridge?
Troll, you're on the air.
Hi, y'all. Hey, I was wondering about seeing sociopaths rising to the top, and a couple of them I can think off the top of my head, Hitler and Mao. They both had something in common with another sociopath. Ian, they have teenage girlfriends. How come there's no adult in that house that will do something about that?
Talk to you later, Troll.
Well, while we're at it, I mean, yeah, Hitler had something in common with sociopaths, Christianity. Oh, whoops. That might have.
Yeah.
Well, and, Mao and.
Mao didn't.
Yeah. Mao and Stalin. I don't think you can link Christianity.
No, I wouldn't dream of it, nor would I try to link.
Apparently you would.
In the first place, when somebody tries to link something else to Ian Freeman, that, I mean, to compare him to Hitler is insanity.
It's a pretty strained analogy.
Yeah, or to Mao. I mean, that's like assuming that Ian has somehow been voted into some kind of office, or that anyone, like, even wants to take him more seriously than they desire to by the force of the gun. Ian has none of those traits. Why would you compare it to those kind of people? Clearly, it's just a troll.
Well, self-described.
And a pathetic one at that.
All right. So tell me more about this purple penguin thing.
Yeah, the school board here from a Nebraska school district is advising teachers not to use gender-inclusive language such as purple penguins. Don't use phrases such as boys and girls, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, and similarly gendered expressions to get kids' attention, instructs a training document given to middle school teachers at the Lincoln Public Schools. Create classroom names and then ask all the purple penguins to meet on the rug, as it advises. This is middle school? You get knifed over this stuff.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
I thought,
that does seem a little bit strange.
With kindergartners or first graders, I can see this purple penguin thing flying. But beyond that, I mean, you're talking about sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders?
So but why would they call them purple penguins instead of just kids or y'all or hey you or...
All right, children.
Yeah.
Young adults.
Young adults, yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with ladies and gentlemen anyway. I mean, if you are gender dysphoria or whatever, usually you self-identify as one of those two things anyway, right? I mean, there are people that call themselves androgynous, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole spectrum. Like, now I think people are, you know, there definitely are some people who are really comfortable with male or female. Like, I feel like I am a man, or I feel like I am a woman. But that's not everybody. Some people just don't fall neatly into one of those two categories. And there's been a lot more attention, I guess, paid to those people recently because they're finally beginning to be acknowledged that they actually exist. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't have these bathrooms that are men's and women's because some people want to change their gender. Some people don't strongly identify with a gender. You know, maybe we should just have single stall bathrooms that anyone can use.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it's going to come to is these single stall bathrooms. But it gets more costly. A single stall bathroom has to have a sink that's separate and all those things. And I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like people can go in and out as quickly, that you can cycle through them. They're less efficient and that sort of thing. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're thinking about a gas station, is it more costly to have two just single stall bathrooms, or is it more costly to have two, like, bathrooms, one men and one women's, with multiple stalls in each one?
I find that when you do have single stall bathrooms, that why do we have men's and women's written on these doors? Is it because, you know, the men
don't
should have
cross contaminate?
The men should have to deal with the men's messes and the women should have to deal with the women's messes? Is that the idea here? And I've heard that women's bathrooms are messier, but I wouldn't know. I don't clean them. I mean, I can't. Right. I cannot say.
Just like all get over nudity? Like, get over the fact that some people have large breasts.
Who's nude
other
in the bathroom?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, why is there even a difference?
Yeah.
Right? But, like, why is there a difference between a men's room and a women's room, even if it was, like, multi-stall or whatever?
You know,
if the women are dirtier, I want them in their own room.
I had to tell this story. So, when I was in college, I actually got a citation for sexual harassment.
Okay.
Because it's not nearly as exciting as it sounds.
I've given her plenty of these citations.
So,
pull over.
So, I lived in a...
The punishment must fit the crime.
I lived in a building where there was only one bathroom on each floor. And the men's bathroom was on one floor and the women's bathroom was on the other floor. And, you know, you had to walk up and down the stairs in the middle of the night. I didn't feel comfortable doing that. So once I went in the men's bathroom and I got written up. Imagine that. Bad girl. This has been Free Talk Live. Visit us at freetalklive.com. It's been me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
See you next week.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.